Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner. We're just going to take a quick look at what's happening in Annapolis. There's some really interesting legislation that we've been covering for a long time here in the Mark Steiner Show around testing. Done numbers of town meetings around this issue on school testing. We're joined by Cheryl Bost, who is Vice President of the Maryland State Education Association, who teaches at elementary school in Baltimore County. Cheryl, welcome back to the program.
Hi, Mark.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. And what's interesting, talk about this legislation that's in front of Annapolis. I want our listeners to understand this because it's really by this bipartisan support that's risen from the Democratic House leadership and Republican leadership in the House and the Senate, I should say, that are saying too much testing, and they want to. And this legislation is pretty profound in what it proposes. So tell me what's going on.
Well, Mark, you may know that today we're celebrating Dr. Seuss's birthday in schools across Maryland, and his books really do help us develop a love of learning. But as you said, many of our students, parents...
I didn't know that. Happy birthday. It's great.
It is. Happy birthday to him. And Republicans, Democrats, everybody agrees and has told us loud and clear that there's way too much testing. And this really does take away that love of learning that many of the books that we read develop in our students. And data shows in some districts there's an excess of 40 hours a year of mandated testing. And so that is why there's a bill being heard today in the Senate to cap mandated testing at 2%, which would be about 20 hours of testing. And this will allow the districts to dialogue with teachers on which tests are useful and reduce the redundant and less informative assessments. This won't take away the teacher quizzes that they do in class because we know that we have to daily assess our students in order to change instruction, but there's just too much testing. There's also another bill to that's being heard today about transparency to report to parents quarterly the tests that their students are taking because too often parents don't know the amount of testing or what the test is really even being used for. So this will, again, make districts reexamine the testing that they're doing.
And isn't there also two other things happening? There's a conversation, I don't know if there's bipartisan support in this, it sounds like there is, which is changing the nature of how kindergartners are tested. That's sponsored by both Republican Senator Jennings and Republican and Democrats.
Yes, absolutely. And I can tell you firsthand, as a fourth and fifth grade teacher, I experienced overtesting. And now it is happening in kindergarten with our five-year-olds, who in many cases are experiencing formal schooling for the first time.
That's
the
madness.
Kindergarten Readiness Test, the KRA, which you were speaking of, is being sponsored by Republicans and supported by Democrats to make this a sampling test and not take 45 minutes per student at the beginning of school when relationships are so important. And it really would diminish that. And a sampling would be similar to the NAEP test that is done in fourth grade and give us an indication on how well our students are doing in preschool.
And I want to come back to this testing question before we let you go. But there's also a bill that would tie teachers' evaluation to the test scores coming out of Common Core. I mean, I just saw the news that in a fairly affluent county like Howard County, even though it's a mixed income county in many ways, that only half the students met the new state standards in that test. But that redesigning how teachers are evaluated not to be based on this test. Give us some details about that.
Right. Currently, the test scores can't be tied to teacher and principal evaluations, and we want that to continue because there are so many questions. One, about the test, and two, one test is not an indicator on how well a student is doing and how well a teacher has had influence on that. We believe we should use multiple measures and really look at more classroom discussion and conversation. And so this would just continue that trend because there's such data that's out there that shows that the one test is not a true indicator. And you mentioned another bill, and there are many bills that are coming out regarding the test and what they should count for, what they shouldn't. And so your listeners can go to lesstestingmorelearning.com to get a list of all those bills. And our educators, starting on Monday, March 7th, are starting a week of action to really call our legislators. We're calling for it seeing red about testing, so our color next week is red. Because it's gotten out of control. And really, with the new federal law, the Every Student Succeeds Act, it gives the districts more local autonomy on evaluations and testing and things, and we want to see that happen here in Maryland.
So what do we know about the politics? Well, I think it's time to take the break now. Do we have to go to news break now? 1 minute. So what are the politics here of this? I mean, I made an allusion to the fact there was bipartisan support across the aisle, and this may be supported by Republican leadership and the leaders of the Senate and the House. So are all these bills in that shape or just some of these bills in that shape?
Many of the bills do have bipartisan support. We believe some are stronger than others. We're really hoping that the KRA sampling can get passed this year because we can't waste the educational time of five-year-olds any longer. We know that there is a commission looking at the testing, but we believe the 2% cap would then give direction to the testing commission to have discussions of what would fit in between that 2%. So there's parallel tracks happening, but we really are counting on the legislature. You're right, it does have bipartisan support, but with so many bills in the legislature, we want to put an emphasis on these over-testing bills.
So, Sherry, we have to take a break here. I'm going to let you come back at the very top of the hour to ask a couple more quick questions about this before we hit our next panel, which has NBC letting Melissa Harris-Perry go over what that says about the overall nature of media with both Carlos and Dr. Lester Spence coming up. So can you stay with us for just a second, Cheryl?
Absolutely. Be happy to.
We're going to go to a news break and come right back. Don't go away. Welcome back. This is Mark Steiner right here on WEAA, your home for the 2016 mayoral debate and the voice of the community. Before we turn to Dr. Lester Spence and Carla Wills, let me finish the conversation we have with Cheryl Bostu, who is Vice President of the Maryland State Education Association, joining us to talk about and a Baltimore County elementary school teacher about the bills in the state legislature around testing. And so, Cheryl, let me just conclude here very quickly with what you were saying. So I want to go back to what the politics of this is. I mean, so what is the – where are we in terms of the – where these which bill seems to be the strongest in terms of passage and which is having the hardest time?
Well, all of the bills are going to be heard. Right now we have cross files in both the Senate and the House on most of these bills. Like I said, we have teachers testifying today. So we're hopeful that they all get through. I guess if I had to say which one has gotten the most positive response, it is to make the kindergarten readiness assessment a sampling, because we know that it's impacting our five-year-olds. But we're really hoping that the 2% cap also gets through, which then would allow districts to decide what to do. Because the public, we did a polling, Mark, in the fall, and two-thirds of the public at large believes we have over-testing, and then 95% of our educators believe there's too much. And this really contributes to our teacher retention issue, because we weren't trained and we didn't get into teaching to be test administrators. We really came into teaching to instruct students and use our creativity and professionalism. So we hope the legislature will listen to the public, listen to us as constituents and our students, and really take up all of these testing bills.
Well, Cheryl, I appreciate you taking the time with us here, and we will continue to follow this and get debate on these things as they unfold in the state legislature, and appreciate the time you've taken with us today.
Thank you, Mark, and thank you for helping to highlight this issue.
Cheryl Boss is Vice President of the Maryland State Education Association, Baltimore County Elementary School Teacher.